something for the weekend. It's Trina, and makeup artist Derek Carberry is back this week. Morning, Derek.
Morning, Trina. How are you?
Want to talk to you about decluttering your makeup kit today. What needs to be ditched and how often? Okay, so how do we declutter to make sure we're not overrun with makeup? I don't know whether you're the man to ask this to, because I've seen your kit.
My kit is immaculate, obviously. You know, you have to be aware with products, they have a shelf life. Manufacturers will put the shelf life on the product so you can see when it's going to go out of date. For example, anything that's emollient, when I mean emollient, anything that's, you know, wet, like a foundation or a moisturiser or these things, they have a shelf life, so the out of date will be on that product. Things like powders and blushers like that, they don't tend to go out of date, but if they're dirty, if they're manky, they're dirty. Do you know what I mean? Mm. You can tell by looking at something.
Yeah, powders go fairly quickly, don't they? Especially the ones that are, is it the pressed powder?
The pressed powder. See, with pressed powders, you have to understand, when you're dipping your brush in and putting it on your face and the oils on your face going onto the brush back into the powder, you get this kind of a dark film over
the top.
It's
like a greasy film, isn't it?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. So for me, if I see that, I would most definitely be scraping the top layer off to keep it fresh. But if you've been using it for a while and there's a hole in it, from a hygiene perspective, it's gone for me. It's over.
Okay. Yeah. And if it, the hole in it, God, mine definitely has one of them. And also, I suppose if it's cracked, they crack very easily.
They crack very easy, and then it's going all over the place. You know, if it's done, it's done. And definitely for me, for hygiene reasons, like whatever about the hole you mentioned, Trina, that's fine. But once it's not kind of like dirty looking and you kind of know in your head, I've had this for 3 years, I need to get rid of it. You know what I mean? So it's time to throw it out.
Now, you mentioned about the expiry dates on the bottles of foundation. It will say something like 12M, and that means 12 months, doesn't it?
12. Usually it'll say 12 to 21 or something like that. So you know it's gone in the next 2 years or whatever. But you need to be mindful, because if you're using these products on your skin, it's going to cause irritation. It could cause an eye infection.
I actually did a massive clear out there the other day of makeup, because I had this really, really, and it's such a shame. Mm. I had really expensive makeup that I got as a gift many years ago, and I put it away. You know the way you put away the good stuff to keep it.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about, when did I have, I think it was 5-6 years ago. So I had to go, and it unopened. Dreadful.
That's a typical thing that happens. And I think it's a lot of the time, like people getting gifts, they'll say, I'll put that by, I'll use that in a few months' time, and then they forget about it, and then it's out of date in a year and a half to, usually a year and a half to 2 years, products like that are out of date.
So in the shops, when they're like in all the big shops and that, when they're selling all the makeup, do they have to replenish that whole thing and get
definitely rid? Well, they're hoping to sell the items on the shelves and that it replenishes in the correct format or whatever. But yeah, if it goes out of date, I have to keep an eye. Like, I've worked in retail before, and it has happened that I've picked up a product and I kind of went, that's out of date, or it's soon to be out of date. Wow. So you have to keep an eye from a retailer's perspective as well.
God, it's such a waste, isn't it? Yeah. Some of the stuff's so expensive. Okay, so what else do we need to be getting rid of the kit if we have a look through it?
Yeah, so again, with like stuff like your powders we've gone through, so lipsticks and things like that, if you're using them regularly, it's going to be fine. They're going to be gone. You're going to use them until they're gone naturally. That's fine. Eye pencils, just be very careful that you're sharpening them regularly. If you're not sharpening your eye pencils and you're kind of use it on your eye all the time until it's gone down into a stump, again, you have to remember bacteria and everything going into your eye. So by sharpening your pencils, it's keeping it fresh. It's keeping it from building the bacteria up.
I always lose the cover from the eye pencil and then it's going into the makeup bag. And not only is it putting eyeliner all over my
destroying
other products,
your bag
it's
well.
Wrecking everything.
Yeah.
But I suppose there is bacteria getting onto the tip of that eyeliner.
People, like, I'm just such a aware of this from a makeup artist's perspective. What people
don't
realize that clean freak. But you know, yeah, for the pencil, the top of the pencil comes off, it's rolling around the bag. Most definitely, minimum, try and get a replacement cover, and definitely you're sharpening regularly to keep it nice and clean.
I think I'm going to have to ditch my entire makeup bag. Thanks so much, Derek. There's Derek Carberry, celebrity makeup artist. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.